Woz U started with a grand promise from Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak to revolutionize tech education without plunging students into debt. Wozniak announced the opening of the coding school in 2017, and despite the lofty promises, Woz U immediately had problems. Now the school is giving up its license by May the 1st of 2020. Rachel Leingang of the Arizona Republic has been following the short-lived Woz U and joins us now. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's see if we can go back in time a bit. All of 2 years. What were some of the problems at the very beginning there?
They didn't have a license to operate when they started operating here. And the state board that governs these, the state board for private post-secondary education, they had said, you need a license. And Woz U had said, we don't think we do. And they've sort of maintained that position the entire time, despite actually getting a license at a certain point. Even earlier this year, they ran into trouble with their license. They again maintained they didn't think they needed a license. So it's just sort of been an immediately and constant rocky road for them.
So is it a tweener in some sense where it's an educational institution, but it's seeing itself as not quite a traditional one? Is that where we get in the licensing?
So it seems to me like they have two different businesses. One is like a direct, what we would think of like a typical higher education institution. You go to class, that kind of thing. The other is they sell certain services to other institutions, like their curriculum will go to a different school. This is like a new area of higher ed, and that I don't think would need to be licensed, but direct training is a licensed idea in Arizona.
So I almost feel like the question must be asked that is Woz U sort of throwing up its hands if it was sort of figuring out whether it doesn't actually disputing whether it needed a license or not. Couldn't it continue to operate in some form? Does this tell us anything more that it's just sort of cutting bait and going?
So they have said that this, conditionally giving up this license, right, has allowed them to kind of pivot into this other, like, education as a service model. So classic tech move, really pivoting. So I think that they're, like, the licensing thing clearly was just not working. They don't have a lot of students in those programs. It's, like, 20 students. So it's probably a more profitable move to these education as a service models.
So in looking at just some research, I found an old email. This is from October of 2018, so almost a year or so ago. Statement from Woz U regarding a story by CBS News talking about how students were dissatisfied, they weren't getting what they expected. Has that been sort of a running situation here as well, where students are not satisfied in addition to licensors?
There was that CBS News story where students basically said that, like, the education they were getting was the equivalent of, like, a PDF or PowerPoints, basically, like, pretty basic, and they didn't feel like they were, you know, it was worth paying thousands of dollars for. And, you know, I have gotten emails from students kind of along those lines as well. It does seem that they've had trouble attracting students. And while you mentioned the low-cost idea, it is $13,000 for, you know, I think it's a 33-week program, which, you know, in the realm of higher ed is on the more affordable end, but certainly $13,000 isn't cheap, so.
Well, and I don't want to cast aspersions, but I'm just wondering, because Wozniak was a businessman, certainly. We know that. Did very well when it comes to Apple. Is there something where certain people like Wozniak, others in the tech business, are seeing higher education as a way to get in and, yes, help students, but also a real profitable aspect?
You know, I don't actually know his direct involvement in, like, the day-to-day of this. It doesn't seem, I mean, he's never appeared before the board or anything like that. It seems like, you know, his name's on it. It's his kind of idea, but it doesn't seem like he's involved in a lot of the operations. But, yeah, I definitely think we're seeing a lot of, like, the tech sector being, like, traditional higher ed takes too long, isn't nimble, that kind of thing. I think there's a lot of interest in how do we improve higher ed. Nobody's really found, I guess, like the golden ticket to how you do that successfully and profitably.
In a past life, you covered the Capitol. So let me ask you where this fits into Governor Ducey's Arizona's Open for Business. Is that sort of going back to Woz being an attractive name, attractive figure, and Arizona being attractive to him?
You know, we do have a lot of higher ed institutions that come here from other states. We do seem to have some sort of attraction there. I think mostly it's we have a lot of people and we're growing. So we are this, like, base of new people that if you're, you know, coming from another state that has less population or, like, a downward population trend, we're sort of the opposite. So, you know, in that sense, I do think, like, the number of people here are an attractive prospect for people in higher ed.
Great. Rachel Leingang of the Arizona Republic, thanks as always.
Thank you.